fashionable north side of Racine, Wisconsin, where pimps are pimps and the hoes are nervous. Guys, gays and beer!
Yeah!
Wow.
I'm doing this episode from the cool VR zone.
Yeah, evidently you are. Look at you. Damn.
I come from the future. I come from the future to tell you the Midwest Gaming Classic is kick ass.
This year especially.
Yeah, it's
cool. All right, so wait, let's start with Beer Court, Rob.
What?
Beer Court, Beer Rob.
Bada bum. Bada bum bum. Bada bum 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 bum.
Beer Court.
You know what? My ideal scenario is that we eventually get a promo from the Judge Reinhold for Beer Court.
Okay, that would be really good, actually.
Someday in our dreams, you know. When Rob will skip on the budget, you know.
All right, so who's responsible for bringing this forth? I do believe this is Ryan who's bringing this tonight's...
Yep. So last week I was out of town, so I was in Madison and decided to hit something on State Street and good old Great Dane, whatever it is. Is on the street, and they let you buy six packs there. So after having dinner, I decided to buy a six pack to bring it for this week. And it's a German Pilsner. Our Golden Lager is an authentic German style Pilsner brewed with only the finest malts and the famous German Hallertau Mittelflau hop.
Now, if I remember right, we have had this brewery before, and I think we had mixed reviews.
I think we did, actually, with the last
I do have to say, I like the brew pub they have in Madison, off the bat.
Yeah, they got like three of them, but the one on State Street...
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
I like the brew pub there.
Yeah, I think we're going to get mixed reviews tonight.
Man, way to jump on the gun, man.
Not a problem.
I was trying to prepare my palate.
He already did the introduction.
Yeah, it's officially lager, right?
No, it's a pils. It's a German pils.
Well,
it's a beer.
There is a, like...
Is there any flavor there?
It's got some sweetness, and that's about it.
It is really light.
Yeah, but it's not meant to be a light beer.
Great Dane. Why dogs lick their testicles.
I
don't know. Something a little off-putting about it.
There's nothing offensive about the beer.
You know what? Water's generally not offensive either, but, you know, it's not like I want my beer to taste like water.
It is a pretty weak beer, actually. Yeah. Considering it's not like a light or a beer or anything like that. And, you know, I don't even know if this really...
I don't know, man.
I hate to pan things, but...
I'm going to pan this one. You know, again, being a big fan of the pilsners and lagers... I just don't find this anything special about this. It's really bland.
It is. And it's too bland. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You
know what I mean? Like Pabst or something, someone would say, oh, that doesn't have this kind of flavor. You might not get, you know, especially outside the United States, you might get, oh, that's not even a real beer, right? But this is
really bland.
Actually, the last time I had a beer like this was Sterling Light, which I... <That's>
yeah,
Basic beer.
You know, what's the alcohol content on
this?
5,
it says.
I know it's higher than it.
Really?
It is 5.0.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if that was a 0 or an 8.
Yeah, because it doesn't taste like it's got a whole lot of booze in it either.
It doesn't taste like it has a whole lot of anything.
You know, that's it. It just doesn't taste like it's got a whole
but
lot
it,
of anything.
I mean, yeah, again, it is almost 6%. It tastes almost like nothing.
Yeah.
You can probably slam them down.
It's also not very carbonated.
Tailgate beer.
Yeah, it's also...
All right, every beer
All right, well, all right, let's put it this way. All right? For me, I'd rather be drinking a Miller 64.
You know, it tastes a little like a Miller 64.
But at least I'm not getting 120, 130 calories.
And that's...
I'm getting 64 that kind of flavor.
But you're getting almost double the alcohol in a can.
Yeah, it does taste...
Well, that's true.
So it's like... Having two Miller 64s for the same amount of calories and the same amount of alcohol. That's like an efficient beer, right?
It just tastes like a light beer.
That's just science. I mean,
that's me, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the whole. On State Street. There, people do a lot of drinking throughout the whole day.
You know, so maybe it's not the worst thing I've ever drank. It's not
like
the best thing I ever drank.
But the worst thing you ever drank is Mike. Forget it.
Yeah. Well. we won't even go there. All right, so that, what do we got? Three across, three kind of, and two straight up downs. All right, Judge Rob?
On count one of, of impersonating a mineral water, I find you guilty. On count two, just being a bland bastard, I also find you guilty. And I finally find you guilty of being a bad dog. Bad dog. But I will drink you anyway.
Yeah, stop humping his leg. All right, so Rob.
Start humping my leg.
Yeah, you know, you probably got a better rating if you would have humped your leg. All right, so Rob, what are we actually talking about tonight?
We're going to be talking about MGC, more specifically, the things that you will be seeing in the...
One quick thing.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of Great Dane Brewery, and you think we've missed the mark, email us which one is the best one you think is the absolute best one. Because we've tried two now, and they have not gotten great marks. But so if you're a fan...
Yeah. We want to like you.
You are a Wisconsin brewery. We really do want to like you. Tell us what we should be drinking.
So which is the one that we should just get? Oh, yeah. That's the.
Because now I feel like I should just went to Carbon 4.
No, and see, and that's...
Or Ale Asylum.
Or right.
Yeah, one of those.
That's massive.
So, you know, I mean, it's just maybe...
There's also Wisconsin hitting the right one.
Like
a tasting room right on State Street.
We're just so spoiled with beers.
We've had some very good beers, but we've also had some very bad beers.
So anyways...
So, Rob, we're talking about?
We're talking about what we're bringing to MGC. It's a show-and-tell episode. These are some of the things you'll see in our room. Not by any way a comprehensive list, because we are just going crazy this year.
Going hammy!
Oh, my God, yes. So, yeah, so we haven't done a show-and-tell episode in a while, either. It's been quite a while since we did show-and-tell.
Can we reveal our theme this year?
Like a
great New Orleans Mardi Gras... Float, we have a theme.
Are we throwing beads out? Do we get to see titties?
We're going to start with Larry's.
Oh, we're getting kicked out this year, apparently.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, that's going to last a whole, like, 40 minutes.
If we're doing New Orleans, I'm bringing beads.
We have not been kicked out with the...
What we've done already?
Yeah, okay. Ben's going to be there. I don't want to see his name.
Okay. I'm pretty convinced.
Not again.
We all have.
Not again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've all got pictures of those. All right, so.
No, my point is, we do have a legit theme.
We do.
That we are.
Well, why don't you mention what our theme is? Because what I'm going to show is part of that theme.
Well, it's kind of a link to things.
Oh. Nice pun.
Yeah.
Keep going. Come on.
So, what we thought we would focus on are linked systems. So, games that you. Systems you link together to play multiplayer.
Right.
So lots of games you can play multiplayer on the same system, but these are systems that you link together to be able to play. We have had one example in the past, but now we have multiple examples this year.
Yeah. So what it is pre-internet days, you had to, you know, if you wanted to play with your bud and get a bunch of guys playing on the system, you had a couple of options. You had a split or quadded screen, which is okay.
Or just everybody cluster onto a screen.
But the problem is everybody clusters onto a screen. But there was another route that a lot of gaming companies did, where you'd hook up multiple systems and put groups on each system. Again, at this time, you weren't doing networking. So we're not talking any kind of like Cat5 or TCP/IP networking. You were talking straight some kind of usually specialized interface cable.
Hey, they're still networked. Still a network.
Yeah, I guess it really is still network. But it's not like the network that we are
on. Well, it's a low level.
No modem type.
You know, it's like a null cable.
It is generally serial communications. All these cables are generally doing serial communications. Even though it's not a null modem cable technically, that's how they're doing it. At the time, it was the most efficient way to use as few wires possible to communicate between two pieces of hardware. Okay, but We're getting in the weeds here. Let's get around to what we're actually showing. But the theme is going to be awesome this year because we've got something extra special that Travis has been working on, which I'm not going to talk about yet. You'll see it at the show. Wait till you see what we've got in store for you this year in the linked display.
We can, yeah. I mean...
Well, that's up to you, man.
No, I mean, we can kind of allude to it, because, I mean, a lot of people have played some of the Versus Pac-Man, which was a big hit.
Right, which we will have again this year.
We will have again this year, and again, I really liked, and after seeing you put on the display and how well that went, and I absolutely loved it, we've decided to kind of ratchet it up a bit further. So
Vigigamer's going to be thrilled because he asked about the Pac-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's again, I really like the technology. It's a really, really bizarre piece of kit. So if you like that in any capacity, I highly recommend checking out a room this year. You're gonna walk by the door and you're gonna see it, and your eyes are immediately gonna light up. And it's definitely Nintendo related. So
there you go. There you go. All right. So let's go around the room and start seeing who's bringing what. Who wants to start it out?
I can start it out. Most of what I'm doing is just sort of displaying other aspects of things I've already that we normally do. You know, I'm kind of a light gun game guy. I always have been, and so I always display some various light guns. We've done a lot of cool stuff with the Atari, a lot of cool stuff with Nintendo and PlayStation. Well, I'm bringing a new system. The Master System.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, Gangster Town this year is going to be on display.
Nice.
And, you know, of the gun games of its sort of generation, it's a little harder than some of the other ones. It still plays pretty well. I mean, I happen to be playtesting it on a TV that had kind of a heavy curve, so I can't really say, oh, the accuracy is really bad on the gun, but I think once I get and I'm gonna play test this again on a kind of smaller TV that doesn't have as deep a curve, I think the accuracy will be fine. But the game itself is kind of hard. It has high expectations of both. You have to be successful, and you have to be successful at like 80%.
And it's man.
And then it's like, wait a minute, you know, I killed everybody, that's fine, so what, I only hit it like 56%, you know, but no, you gotta hit it actually, like, you gotta be actually, it's kind of like a sniper game, you know, or it's like, okay, every bullet counts, so you gotta get it done, but you gotta get it done in like one shot. So.
But it's called Gangster Town.
Yeah, you're killing
which
the gangsters.
Isn't like, what were the guns?
Tommy guns.
Which are...
No, that's what they have.
No, you do not get the Tommy gun.
You do not have that.
You're fighting the guys with the Tommy guns that shoot everywhere.
Yeah, so this should be really exciting. It's challenging. In the years past, I've displayed... Barnyard, which is a gun game, and it's neat and interesting, and it's on a 7800, which also makes it kind of interesting, because you know there wasn't, you know, you didn't really think of the 7800 as a gun, light gun system, you know, it wasn't packed with one or anything like that, but it's a good quality game, but it's pretty easy, and it seems to be almost impossible to die on. So I mean, there's that. Okay, so there's that. Now, just because of the system, we already have our Vetrix set up, and we'll talk about those, and we'll talk about what that setup is, but we're going to have additional Vetrixes, because we're kind of...
Vectri.
We'll be Vectri. And so, that system's going to be sort of the other system's going to be one that's going to be rotating out different titles. And this year, we had a dual release. We had a dual release, Death Chase and Nox. So on the same cartridge, we got...
Yes, he said cartridge. Give him a point.
I know. And the person who created
this
game...
That's a beautiful box.
It is a beautiful box.
Yeah, that was...
Everything they did on this
game.
Yeah.
I do have to say, the custom Vectrex work in the community is just top-notch.
Oh, yeah.
Every
I mean, this looks 1982 store button.
Seriously, it does. They recreated the original packaging perfect,
and
wait, you got to show what really comes with it.
They created overlays...
That are perfect.
...for each of the games. So this is the Nox one, and Nox is an overhead... racing game. So, you know, so here's your start finish line, and you have several cars running around. You actually can do four players. You got to share. Our particular custom made might be might be the only comfortable way to actually share. Because you got to share controls.
Right, yeah, you choose two buttons on that.
Right. So that actually might be helpful. And then the other one, you may not know this, but there was a Death Race was banned in
the early days of video games.
And he created a version of it called Death Chase, and this is the overlay for
it. It's a really good version,
and it's really quite good.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Now, so at different times, you may want to check back and forth because I'll probably be flipping these out, and actually, I might flip out Warrior 2.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I did not
bring. Copy of it?
What?
You bought a copy of Warrior? You did. Nice.
Yeah, and it came with an overlay too.
Then it's beautiful. So there was a video game Warrior, which was.
I see there is or is it Wizardry? No, it's Warrior.
No, it's Warrior, which was an overhead view of it was a vector game at the arcades. It is a beautiful game. So nice.
Yeah, and so I'll be displaying that. So basically, on that Vectrex,
I have not gotten it. I do really want to buy my copy. So.
Yeah, and it came with a beautiful. Oh, the overlays.
That
beautiful.
Guy does great work.
You got to kind of mess with the. You know that particular game is real finicky because it deals with
pits.
Gravity.
Yeah, you got the pits.
And if your Vectrex isn't quite lined up,
they don't line up.
Then you kind of end up falling in the hole when you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Theoretically, fall in the hole because the hole should line up with the overlay.
Yeah.
But they don't always line up with the overlay unless mine happens to line up pretty good.
But he did a beautiful job on that.
Yeah, it is a good game. I sort of kind of figured it's good. There's a little bit
that's
of verve.
That's one to show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna love that.
So I mean, so we got. Three new games for the Vectrex.
Yes.
That we'll be showing, and I'll kind of flip them out at different times during the whole weekend.
Excellent. All right, Travis, what are you showing?
So,
some of what are you showing? You've got some of you're showing.
I collect crap like more than
Oh my god. Yeah.
But obviously, I've got the HTC Vive, and very excited. Again, last year, obviously, the past few years, VR has been such a hit in our room. Unfortunately, last year it was like, okay, the new VR sets, both the Oculus Rifts and the HTC Vive, it legitimately came out maybe like 4 weeks prior.
Right, so we did not have time.
They didn't even ship to like all of their Kickstarter pre-orders and backers and stuff, because the people who backed the original Oculus got the release kit for free, which was really nice. But again, people did not receive those. So we are lucky enough to have an HTC Vive. I'll have a separate space set up where people can kind of try some demos. I've got a few games I'm very excited to play. I have hacked a copy. It's an Oculus exclusive game technically, but it's a game called Robo Recall, which I very much enjoy. I'm sure people have seen Facebook ads like I have because dual hand shooter. Again, you can turn in 360
it's
motion.
It's amazing. And bullet, it's got like a bullet time feature.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you're
which
like,
is freaking awesome.
The detail and the immersion in that game is impressive.
Is that the Vive?
Yes. Again, a lot of games that are technically exclusive for one console are very easy to put on
it's
the other.
PC,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. They're all driven
so,
by the PC.
We're going to have, again, a virtual reality stuff, too.
Yeah.
Again, I'm sure you'll get into the arcade stuff, too. But I've got some really, really great demos to show up on the Vive. And it really does take us to the next level with the motion controls.
I would agree with that. We had it all set up at our event.
Neverwhere?
Why am I? You're fine. On our NetFest. And we had it all set up, and it was immensely impressive. I mean, once you start adding hand controls and an isolated sound and vision, I mean,
which we will be doing.
I remember
it was like I was playing something as simple as Fruit Ninja, and it was phenomenal.
I remember the first time again. I was really wowed when I saw. VR for the first time, but it really stepped it up a notch. The first time that me and you got together and used the Razer,
Hydra,
the corded system to play that
cover
full
shooter.
full body cover shooter. So basically, you strapped a controller to your chest to check where your body was, and the other one you held as a gun.
Yeah.
And it, unfortunately, it was a little limited because you're technically still wired to a stand. But the fact you could, like, crouch and you'd crouch. Oh, or yeah, you look, you could crouch and hold your hand over the crate
to
shoot.
Or peek around the corner of it.
Yeah. You know, that blew my fucking socks off.
Yeah.
So now that you have these nice wireless controllers, and again, these have very good input control and great hand tracking.
The positioning on this on the new system is amazing.
What's the game where it's essentially obviously I was attracted to it. It's essentially a light gun game, but man, you're standing in the middle of it. Do you happen to know that one?
There are a
bunch of aliens, you know.
There's a lot of different shooters. Yeah, it's a very popular genre. One I tried
works
at,
really well.
One I tried at NetFest last year was Jim brought the archery one.
Oh.
Where, again, you were standing this close, so you could kind of teleport around and get different angles. We had to legitimately pull a quiver out, and you could, like, pull. Yeah, you legitimately, like, take it.
Yeah.
And you turn it, and you pull out the bow. You really fucking get into it.
So we are. So he's going to have all this stuff up and going. So we will have stuff running all week.
We got five. So we got DK2s. We got plenty of virtual reality stuff this year.
Right. We also now we're adding the Retro Arcade Neon. So for those of you who like the Retro Arcade,
a full release of it now.
It
Digital Cyber Chariots does the best fucking work.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, they do.
Yeah.
They have taken it to the next level.
Yeah, it is so cool.
Just going to say, whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole all damn day long.
I mean,
that's the funniest thing.
I can go in a virtual
reality. No, I love the whack-a-mole. I'm sorry.
Oh, whack-a-mole.
Yeah, again, that's great. Couple of the quick points. Again, I'm going to bring back Pepsi Man, because fucking Pepsi Man.
Pepsi Man.
That game is so great. I also have something really cool that I've not seen anybody bring to a show ever, period. I've got some debugged PlayStation 2s.
You saw Pepsi Man before?
No, I'm talking about something else. But, so I'm bringing a copy of, Resident Evil 1.5. So basically, before Resident Evil 2 came out, Capcom had actually worked on creating a Resident Evil before that, and it got scrapped for kind of being non-directional. It wasn't a very good sequel. So at about 80%, they scrapped it. I have a 40% build, and then kind of a fan-finished one, according to some of input from the community. From Assembler has done a really great job of kind of releasing these builds and kind of having them together. So I will have a playable demo / kind of full fan version of Resident Evil 1.5, which, again, this is one of those things that I was really lucky. Like, I saw in magazines as a kid, I was like, oh, this is going to be really cool. I loved Resident Evil as a kid because I played it at a wedding, and I was like, scared the crap out of me. I'd never had a video game do me like that. And, again, I saw all these screenshots and, like, what it was going to be, and then the game came out a couple years later. I was like, this isn't what I saw at all. So, again, like, after... This was before the internet again, so it was like, after about 10 years, they realized, oh, yeah, they made one, and they axed it.
Scrapped it.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
that happened.
So, again, I was lucky, again, it's online, and I was able to kind of burn a copy that I can play on my debug PlayStation 2, and it's really cool.
So, Travis had found us a deal a while back of some really cool PS2 test units.
They look fucking cool.
They do. They really do. So that being said, so when he says he's bringing a debug unit, he's bringing one of the PS2 test systems out there to show.
We got really cool console variations. Our hardware is sweet. I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah, people might have nice rare games, but we've got the best hardware.
We do have some cool hardware. All right, Rob, how about you?
What are we going to do with my hardware?
If you want to, otherwise I'll jump in.
I'll do mine.
All right,
I don't care. I got something extra special this year. I got a couple things, but one of the main ones is it's still at about 75% finished. But right here is a Pico 8, and the Pico 8 was a fantasy console made by I can't pronounce her name. It's like Lux Awful. I'll link it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I've never been able to do it. But anyway, the Pico 8 is an 8-bit console. It was never really made. It'll run in Windows, Linux. It'll run in your Mac. Got installed on Mac.
Looks like a snazzy Wizard game there.
Yeah,
Wizard of War. Yeah. One of my favorite games when I was coming up.
But it's packed with games. You basically buy the fantasy console and it's packed with games. But what I have here is an actual console. Right now, it's still in its dev frame, but by the time we get to MGC, the frame's ready.
You're going to have it all consoleized.
Yeah, it's all going to be consoleized, so it'll be just like a console would have been when it came out. Of course, it's got USB, which it never would have had, but pretty cool thing. I like that a lot. also in the case. I suppose I should show this. We're gonna show some weird crap.
Yeah, we are gonna have some real rarities in our room.
Meet the Telegames personal arcade will be there, which is prone to overheating, so it's got a heat sink down here that I'm gonna install. But this was a ColecoVision clone. And it's pretty super rare. You probably never seen it at MGC unless you went to our room last year.
Right.
And it also runs the Dina.
Fancy box.
And it will also run the
I worked on the box. It's fucking awesome.
It runs on batteries.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Battery pack, sorry. No, it plugs directly in. Yep, like a boss.
But again, other stuff though.
Oh yeah, Telegames was Sears brand.
This is a different, a completely different Telegames.
Really?
They stole the Telegames logo.
They actually stole the logo too.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know if they got bought out or what.
Because we should think about showing it. We have a really rare Intellivision. The Sears version.
I love that one. That is a beautiful.
Which
thing.
Is kind of an oddball one.
But anyway, also runs Sega SG-1000, which is not documented in it. However, anybody who would have bought the console may have noticed that it has two cartridge slots.
Depends how you say
it. And the second one runs Japanese SG-1000 games.
Wow.
An early version of the Sega Master System.
That's pre-Sega Master System.
High resolution.
So again, some really cool stuff there.
Bizarre.
Clearly a relational statement.
So we're going to be, again, showing linked systems. And we've got some really special things set up as far as linked systems go. Now, this is something that's really, really unusual. This was not I'm going to turn the second monitor on now. It's going to buzz like a
Hear the buzz.
Hear the buzz, because we love the Vectrex buzz. Somebody made a link cable for the Vectrex, okay? The Vectrex never commercially had a link cable. But somebody came up with a very clever way of linking them together, and I have recreated the cable via their instructions. And, oh my God, the link game they have for it is pretty freaking awesome. It's Berserk Arena, so it's kind of a Berserk game without the robots floating. Remember, you are working on an old Vectrex here. But they did just an absolutely brilliant job. You have a selection of mazes you can choose from on it. And a fairly good selection of mazes.
I love this.
They link up beautifully. And the gameplay is freaking awesome.
Most of them look like Pac-Man.
So there's like warp points in it, so you can warp to other locations in the map.
I do have to say, again, the amount of detail that is packed into this is fantastic.
Considering the system,
I get it's on a vector system, and you can do cool stuff like that. But it is it's like one of the most detailed Vectrex games I have seen.
Yeah.
Period.
So again, the guy did a really good job on this. Let me see. I think that's fire there. But you run around the maze, you look for each other, you have health, you try to blast each other, you can warp to other points, there are things you can find in the maze. He's just done an absolute brilliant job.
Are there other robots?
No, there are not.
So you got to find the other person.
When you told me, how does this actually link up? Because I thought that was very interesting.
So the Vectrex has no serial port, it has no interface port, per se. What the guy did was he wrote routines for the joystick ports to go high and low and read back and forth between the second player joystick ports on each Vectrex. So he's sending the signals down the joystick ports and reading them back and forth for communications. I know. It's really amazing. He did a great job on it. I mean, this game actually came out probably 10 years ago. It's actually a very old game for the Vectrex. The Vectrex, is an old system. But it's kind of hard to do as far as you have to make a cable, and you have to have the software, and you have to have a cartridge burner or burn your own cartridges.
Oh, link failed.
Fudge. Yeah. All right, Robin.
That's the end of the demo.
Yeah, that was the end of the demo. So you have to have a certain amount of hardware and expertise to do
this. So we're going to fiddle with that.
I will make it a little more reliable when we get there. If you're a Vectrex fan, this is going to be a great game to see and experience.
Oh, yeah.
And again, when you play it, it plays really, really well. It's part of the whole thing Larry talked about in the beginning. We're talking about linked games, about older games that link together.
So we know that the Vectrex wasn't the first linked game system. first Link game console system.
Correct.
What was?
I think the GBA was. I don't know. GB was the Game Boy. I think it was the first one that actually.
I think so.
No, now you're talking console system.
Console? Yes, yes, yes.
Larry knows.
Larry knows. Tell me, Larry, what was the first one?
The Saturn.
Yeah. No.
Saturn.
The Game Boy came out way
before. No, Saturn console, was before it.
Okay, all right. Okay, my mistake. My mistake. Thank you, yes.
The Saturn was before it, and it was a few months before PlayStation introduced there.
Yeah, no, I know PlayStation didn't come out until after the Saturn. But, yeah, because Game Boy actually came out earlier, but it wasn't considered a console. Point well taken.
But I mean, like,
Saturn never really made it to the U.S. market.
I'm going to say, as a concept, like, Nintendo marketed that hard.
Oh, they did.
Because, like, I have a whole lot of promotional material, and they did that as, like, a selling point. Like, oh, yeah, you have, like, one Game Boy, why don't you buy another Game Boy for the other siblings so they can do that shit.
Right.
So,
right.
I think they pushed
the whole linking thing.
Yeah.
So, and they did, and they kept doing, and Nintendo kept doing it, unlike a lot of other companies that went in and out of that.
Were you there when we were watching the video? Again, I was watching most of those videos.
Why aren't we doing that one?
Doing,
I didn't even think of that.
No, we have thought about that. I'll talk to you guys later. We'll have some more time. We've talked about doing a whole, so, yeah,
we have gone through a lot of options.
Yeah, we have a ton of options of the show, so.
Only but so again, much room, right?
The most amazing is the problem.
The linking of virtual game. No, that's not.
No, actually, there is. We can do that too. Actually, retro
like
arcade, you can do virtual linking, but no. Okay, so. How about you, sir? What do you
got? Oh, I have accessories.
Well, show me some accessories.
Well, the first accessory is. If it's a dress, there's going to be beer.
Oh, yes!
Yeah!
Everyone likes to see beer.
There we go. Dude, I love the Monster Hunter on this end.
Is there a Monster Hunter?
Yeah, look at this.
Look at that.
Look at what they put on the side of the PBR box.
Nice.
Okay, I actually kind of like that.
So there we go.
Actually, he reminds me of Monster Rancher.
So, yeah, right? So, as always, the beer in Guys, Games, and Beer really is beer.
I think the Slayer CD made
that guy. At the MGC.
Oh, my God, yes.
The beer will be acknowledged in the MGC. The guys, the games have been taken care of. There's going to be beer.
Yes. Yes. So stop by and have a beer with us because, you know, we do like to drink our beer while we're doing this.
Well, we accept donations.
What's that?
We accept donations.
No,
beer donations.
Game donations. You want to donate a piece of hardware or a game to our show, we'll be more than glad to take that.
Well, beer donations.
Oh, yeah, we'll take beer donations. We had some great beer donations last year, and we're going to get some this year.
Well, yeah. Will it make
last
it?
Last year was...
No, it has to. He's already requested that is the show beer this year, okay? You saw that?
Okay, let's not drink it before the show this year.
Yeah. So one of our listeners last year.
We'll probably have to. We'll probably have to, like, slow down before.
We just really enjoyed the beer.
It was
I know.
That was the problem. Despite it was so good, and it went down so smoothly. It was like, oh, shit. We were going to review this for the show. Oh, there's none left.
Which one was it? Was it what got eventually called the Weak Tits?
They were both gone. They were both gone before the show.
Because we ended up naming the beer Weak Tits IPA.
Yeah, well, we did kind of name the beer Weak Tits. You said we could name it, okay? I'm just saying right now.
Well, you gave us responsibilities, and we failed miserably.
Well, no, there were other names, but you know,
show is all about,
we threw it out to the audience,
and the audience said Weak Tits was the name for it.
That was the name, and you know, but you don't know that one of the kegs was supposed to be like not Weak Tits.
I think he's gonna make up for last time around. So,
super firm tits.
Big ass, fake tits.
No. All right. So, we have a lot of good stuff to show. It's coming up fast, guys. We are literally less than 2 weeks away. When you see this on Thursday, we will be a week away from the show.
Get your tickets. Get your tickets.
Yeah, if you're watching us live right now, buy your tickets now.
Yeah.
I cannot stress that
enough. Don't wait.
Yeah, do not wait on this one.
Yeah, they probably will run out the door.
According
to Larry.
Well, yeah, again, basically, they're already pressing space at the convention center at the hotel.
It's packed.
So, again, if they sell too many, they're going to cut off, like, walk-up sales because, again, they don't want it to be too crowded.
Get your tickets.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I mean, there's two awesome hotels that are completely sold out.
I know. No, they started on the third. They started on the
third. That hasn't happened.
I know. Yeah.
So I mean, this year, if you want to come,
yeah, you better be on it. Okay.
But it's gonna be fun when you get there, man.
Oh my God. It's gonna be fun. And again, stop by and have a beer with us.
Yeah, this is just our crap, man. There's just that's like a slice of the pie.
Yeah, it's a tiny slice of the pie.
There's so much to see at this MGC. It's amazing.
But it's mostly us drunk.
Well, you can come see us drunk, too. And again, if you were lucky enough to pick up, score some of those really special VIG tickets, boy, are we going to make it worth your while.
We're going to treat you so right.
We are. We are going to hook
you
up.
I'm thinking that's next week, because we'll talk. We've talked about how great our room is.
No, that's an excellent idea. We should talk about the VIG event.
All the great other things that are going on.
Yeah. Things we want to see.
Yeah.
And I will also throw out some hints, too, for our trivia event.
So, listen quickly, because this is important.
So, again, during the VIG events, after all the rooms are closed for the night, we are doing late night trivia. Again, I posted a flyer on our page. I think MGC is going to share it eventually. But we are going to have trivia. And so I have been posting old retro commercials that have been quite amusing. But you might want to note what some of those games are about, because they might come up as trivia questions during the whole thing. So pay attention to those. I'll also drop some other hints on Facebook over the next week
subtle
and a half.
Subtle sledgehammers.
Yeah. So, again, if you put up through watching us, you'll get a little rewarded. You might have a little leg up on some people and get some answers before the trivia. So, again, we're giving out a $100 bar tab for first and for the first place team, and $50 for second place,
and a whole bunch of other goodies
I'm coming up with some great retro stuff to throw in there, and we're gonna have a great time together. I'm very excited. Again, I decided we're gonna do this, and I thought it was a great idea because I always see the trivia, and like I love doing like one for Star Wars because I'm great at it, or you get the theme trivia for Harry Potter or Ghostbusters, but it's like, when do you get the time to, like, flex your trivia knowledge for retro games, man? Like,
dang straight.
I don't, I like...
Vidget Gamer's already...
I wish I could participate.
Vidget Gamer, I think you got a leg up on this. I'm just going to put it out there. Because he's already said, he is really looking forward to... I can put all that useless knowledge to work.
So, again, like, I decided we should do this because it was something I would want to do if I had the opportunity to. So, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. We've got some great stuff lined up with all of us. And you get to hang out with us and drink beer, so...
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty awesome. So,
you know, we're doing a lot of live activities coming up.
Yeah.
So the MGC is the big one. It's coming up.
That's our biggie.
But it is starting a bit of a role for us. We're going to be doing something in Madison and May 2nd.
We are going to be at the Boss Meadery in Madison.
That's true.
They are having a craft beer night and game night there, and we are going to be celebrating a very special anniversary up there.
Yeah, that'll be 5 years.
That'll be five years.
So that'll be exciting. And for the first time, we are going to do a live show at Nexus.
Yes.
So we are going to do a live show.
We've tried to hook up with Nexus before, but the scheduling just has never worked out, and they have been so good this year working with us to get the scheduling to work out this year that we are going to be doing a Nexus Game Fair. It's an up-and-coming game fair in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That should be really,
well,
really cool.
And they gave us a really nice block of time so that for the room. So that we can both set up, do our show.
And drink
and hang out a little.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to talk and hang out,
That's one of my favorite things about both MGC and the shows we do is it's great to talk shop with people. And just like, again, like, there's so many people. I'm part of a ton of Facebook groups for like retro gaming stuff, or share some great stuff, and I can see games I never tried before, and like, really, like, there's so much out there, and it's like really cool to meet up with these people, hang out, and just shoot the shit. Like, that is why I love doing these shows. And Midwest Gaming Classic is gonna kick ass, and Nexus is gonna kick ass because of like things like that.
Nexus is the 26th, so it's
May? You really didn't tell her about it? 26th
of May.
Shit.
Okay. The Nexus, and it'll be evening show, 7:30, so.
Suzanne's giving him
shit. Yeah, I saw that.
All right, Rob, why don't you take us out tonight?
All right, one more thing I want to bring up. Of course, we have an MGC. There's going to be... a world basically premiere of Cosmatron.
Ooh, good point.
But hell wait, yeah. Can't get near the arcade machine. Guess what? We're gonna have a copy in our room
and
hooked up for four players.
If anybody wants to beat me, I'm awful at it. So it's a fun game. See, that's how you know a
we're
game
not letting
is,
Jonah play.
That's how you know a game is good.
Yeah, like, Jonah doesn't get to play. Okay.
Yeah, if you know a game is good, if you're bad at it, but you still enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't catch it, by the way, we were last week we actually were playing it on the air. You get to see some of the gameplay, but if you watch a rewind of the live stream, you can catch us at the end laughing our asses off.
Oh, God, we were walloped. Yeah, it was hilarious to watch at the end. But again, great game. That
very
will also be set up.
And,
oh,
and
God,
very
yes.
excited to see the arcade machine. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
machine.
I can't wait.
That machine looks freaking awesome. All right.
I'm pretty excited. All right. Well, thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Of course, as always, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you're one of those Twitter freaks, at Guys, Games, Beer, no and.
Okay, Twitter freaks, I'll give away a free game tomorrow.
Also, if you're a Facebooker, which
Booker?
If you're watching it live, you've got that Facebook. Don't forget, on Friday, it's Free Game Fridays, where every week we give away another free crappy game. That's www.facebook.com. Man, that's been good the last couple weeks, though.
I know. Are you giving away...
I totally trailed that.
You always... See, I give away the crappy games. He actually gives away a real game once
in
a while.
Yeah, it's been a fluke. It's been good games last few weeks.
Did you hook up the Star Bundles for 29 games for a dollar?
You're not supposed to tell mom if we pay for these games.
Hey, Larry.
We have an exorbitant...
Yeah, we've got a great advertising budget.
Huge budget.
Even though they're firing
huge budget.
Believe me, it's going to be amazing when you see the budget.
But his Facebook games have been giving away pretty
huge.
Good lately, so I'd probably keep a file.
Yeah, no, I would
if
keep
I didn't A, have them, and B, actually wasn't eligible to win them.
Yeah,
I
yeah, that might
totally
be part of it, too.
That shit, so.
Yeah, last week was pretty solid.
Yeah.
All right, so that's www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, which if you're watching it live, I'm guessing you probably know it. Thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer, and we will see you next week.
Bye!